In studio with us now is Tuff Dudek and Lucien, his partner, flying partner, who set out to be the first to fly a gyroplane across the Atlantic, an 8,639 nautical mile journey. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Yes, are you still able to walk after all that time?
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. So, where did you start? Where was the starting point?
The starting point is in France.
Mm-hmm.
The name is La Tour du Pin. It's near Grenoble and Chambéry.
Okay. And when? What day did you start?
15 April.
Okay, 15th of April, that's when you began, and you slowly, I was looking at the Facebook page and the tour, and you slowly made your way. Sounded like you had some issues once you got to trying to get a landing permit in Greenland. Was that one of the places? What happened before that? Anything interesting before that? Or was Europe pretty easy?
In Greenland, the meteorite was forbidden, mm-hmm. and we don't ask authorization before. So I need to send a lot of paper, and I stay 1 week in Kulusuk, mm-hmm. the east part of Greenland. And but it's okay. It's not so difficult to have permission.
Okay. What aircraft? It's a gyroplane, but specifically, what model of gyroplane did you have?
The choice is Argon GTL. Mm-hmm. It's an aircraft made in Poland by a manufacturer Lotniska, and it's only this gyro. It's only with this gyro it's possible to cross the Atlantic with two people.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Because it's not the first time a gyro crossed the Atlantic. Two people do before, but in a tandem with two people is the first time, and we need a strong gyro plane, and we need a space for take everything we need. Mm-hmm. About security and about gas.
So you needed fuel.
Yes.
You needed safety equipment in case
yes.
you had to ditch.
Yes.
All of that, plus two people.
That's yes. it.
And to cross, what was the longest water crossing?
It's about 500 kilometers, so mm-hmm. it's in miles.
You don't have to translate. We'll let the people...
Okay.
Convert if you want, but
yes. In miles, in around 250 miles to mm-hmm. maximum 300 miles.
Okay, which is pretty far in a gyroplane.
Yes, it is. Mm. Correct. I can confirm.
I noticed that on the fairing of the gyroplane shaft, you started to add flags.
Yes.
With every country.
That's it. Yes. We started from France, so you have all mm-hmm. the flags. So France, UK, then Scotland, then Faroe Island, Iceland, Greenland, yeah. north of Canada, and then US.
I noticed you had a lot of cool pictures with people on the ground. What were some of the people that you met, and what did they say when you came in?
So the main maybe reaction is amazing.
Yeah.
So they are amazed, and most of the people have never seen a gyroplane before. So that was the first reaction. And on top of that, they were very helpful because the fueling and the refueling on the way was an issue for us. It was hard time for us sometimes.
Was it because of the type of fuel or...
No, it's just that because in some part of the world, you can land in an airfield, but they don't do the refueling. So you have to find gas by yourself. So sometimes, yeah. It can be difficult.
What was the engine that was in the gyroplane?
It's a Rotax 915.
Okay. All right. So it's a relatively well-known engine that, you know, at least there's some consistency that you can probably easily find some fuel.
Yes.
Did you end up staying at hotels, or some people welcome you into their homes and things like that?
A lot of people invite on the... We sleep in the house of the people on the... Yes. It's easy to
yeah,
find.
Yeah, we mainly stay in hotels.
The place.
Right. Yeah, we mainly stay in the hotels. But as Tuff say, there are really many people wanted to help us and take us in their home. So it was quite easy.
Oh,
for us.
It must have been wonderful to meet all these different people.
Yes, I think that on top of the just the trip and flying, maybe it's the main character of this journey is to meet people.
Mm-hmm.
So it was very nice. I think that it's the same for TOF.
Yes, it's a very important part of the trip. Meet people on the learn about people, about the country, about the place, about everything.
Let's talk a little bit about the choice of the route. Did you kind of follow what's known as the Blue Spruce route or things like that? Or did you just kind of have to make up your own based on your aircraft's abilities?
So I think that maybe the first idea of TOF was to follow this one.
Mm-hmm.
But we had to take in consideration our own range. Okay. So he made some little adjustments regarding this typical route.
I noticed it kind of went north once you crossed over from Greenland to Canada.
Yeah.
You kind of looped up kind of north for a little bit.
Yes.
To get Nord.
Yeah, and the shorter cross.
Mm-hmm. Wow, very good. One thing I noticed, this is when I did a little bit of research a while ago, and I was just reminded of this. You stopped in Sault Ste. Marie. And
Sault Ste. Marie,
at Sanderson Field. And just west of there, 20 miles, is I have a cabin. And so I said, oh, this is very fair. If I had known, I would have met you.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I found out about it too late, but that's my own fault. But yeah, so I felt like, wow, that's cool. They came on through. What did you think of Upper Michigan in that area?
It is different. There are different rules. But at the end of the day, it was quite easy.
Yeah.
You know, we were not just aware about the rules here, but the customs were very friendly with us. They helped us a lot. So it was quite easy.
Even though the guy, he kind of...
Yeah.
he's a frowning in the picture, but, you know, like, oh, that's an American customs guy if I ever know.
Yeah, but actually he was very nice.
Yeah.
Yes. Very, very nice.
Yes.
Well, and to tell you the truth, they're probably used to seeing that. There's a lot of cross-border that goes on there just because of all the vacationing. We're speaking with Tuff Dudek and his flying partner, Lucien, who flew a gyroplane from France all the way over to Oshkosh and arrived on July 14th, right?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. And so you've been staying in the area since then?
Yes.
Yeah. And what have you been doing all this time? Just kind of hanging out or it's...
We've stayed for one day here,
mm-hmm.
and then Tuff has some daughters. They came from France.
Okay.
So we meet them in Chicago, and then we stay in Chicago for 2 days. Then we came back here,
right?
And we're just enjoying the show here.
Oh, that's wonderful! And are you going to do any flying in the down at the Ultralight Farm for the show or anything? Are you doing a showcase or anything?
No, probably not. Because, you know, we have to be cautious with the insurance. And we are not normally allowed to do shows with the aircraft for the moment.
Right.
So,
okay.
We just stay on the ground for the moment and enjoying the show.
Yeah, have you had a lot of people come up and talk to you?
Oh, yeah, a lot.
Anybody else want to try to do that?
Yeah, they are, we've seen so many people dreaming about doing the same trip. And most of the people are quite amazed by the trip and the journey. So it's very nice, and they are very nice to us, very kind to us. So
now you are the gyroplane, long distance gyroplane expert.
Yes, but the goal is only to, it's not to do a commandian explorer.
It's not about the record,
yes,
or to be famous. Tuff, as you can see, is very humble.
Yes.
You know?
I just want to come here and see the Oshkosh place.
Right.
It's just...
So just to sum up the story for Tuff, it was to come to Oshkosh. That's the main dream.
Right.
And after a while thinking about that, he said, I don't want to take a commercial plane. I want to do it by myself.
Okay? Wonderful.
It's only this road.
So now he's a happy man.
Yes.
So what is your plan for going back? Is it going to be the same thing, or are you going to box it up and ship it? How are you going to do it?
We will take a normal commercial airplane, and the plan is to sell the aircraft here.
Oh, very good.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good long-distance personal delivery.
Yes, sir.
For the airplane when you sell it. So when you get back to France, what are you? What do you do normally? What are your jobs? Are you retired?
Yes, I stopped my job in the last year, and my new job is thinking about the next trip.
Right.
So Tuff was a farmer.
Yes,
a farmer
before.
Yeah. And I'm a trader, mm-hmm. so nothing to do with aviation.
Right.
But I'm passionate by aviation and aircraft. So,
well, Toph, the original pilots were farmers, yes. way back when. So you are a long lineage of that. anything else you'd like to share about your trip that I didn't ask you?
It was just very nice people. We love meet so many people all over the world. The world is wonderful. So many places to have to be seen. And now just we are here to enjoy and want to thank all the guys from the organization here. And if the people want to come and check us on booth 900 in the Ultralight area, they are more than welcome. So let's enjoy now.
Booth 900 in the Ultralight area. Toph Dudek and his flying partner Lucien flew 8,639 miles from France all the way to Oshkosh. Congratulations to both of you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to EAA Radio.